It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
I've decided that we'll call today's Awkward Tuesday phone call the Curious Case of Ronnie and His Mommy. Ronnie, are you ready to deal with this situation that you're having with your mommy?
Yes, I am.
If you're just tuning in, Ronnie lives at home with his mommy, Ronnie and his mommy. That's what it says on the front door, Ronnie and his mommy. Right? Am I right, Ronnie? No?
You can just call her my mom.
All right. Well, I kind of like mommy better. Are you sure, Ronnie?
Okay, whatever floats your boat.
All right. Well, anyway, Ronnie went out on a date with a girl that he really likes. And before he can go out on another date with her, his mom wants Ronnie to make her get a drug test to prove that she's not a drug user. And if he doesn't do that, his mom said that she will kick him out of the house if he goes out with her without a drug test. So now Ronnie needs to call Vicky, that's her name, and ask her to take a drug test so they can go out again. Ronnie, you ready for some advice?
Yes.
Move out.
Yeah, thank you, Jubal. Someone needed to say it.
The only advice I have for you with this phone call.
I know. I just can't afford to right now.
So here's the thing, Ronnie. For me, if you were calling me and telling me this, it wouldn't even be so much the drug test as it would be the fact that you can't say no to your mother.
I mean, I get that, but it's just not that easy. It's the ultimatum of me having, like, my mom is serious. If I don't get her to take a drug test, I have to move out.
All right. If you can't afford to move out, then I guess you have to respect her wishes and do the Awkward Tuesday phone call. I know I sound way too excited about this, Ronnie. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you do.
All right.
This is so strange.
I'm going to dial her phone number right now and let you make your Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Okay, let's do this.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, Vicky, it's Ronnie. How's it going?
Oh, hey. What's going on?
Nothing much. How are you today?
I'm doing great. What's up?
I just wanted to call you and see how everything's going. I'm really, really looking forward to seeing you in a few days for our next date.
Oh, yeah, so am I.
But is it cool if I talk to you about something else real quick?
Okay, yeah.
So before we go out on our next date, there's some things you should know about me that you don't know yet.
Okay. What, like, have you served time in prison or something?
No, I'm good. Clean record.
Oh, good. What?
So, I don't want you to judge me for this, but I live with my mom.
No, that's okay. It's not a big deal.
Great. Well, I'm glad that you like that then. The thing is, like, I'm not going to live with my mom forever, obviously. Eventually, I'm going to move out. But while I live with her, I have to abide by her rules. So.
Okay. What do you mean? You have, like a curfew or something?
Well, I don't really have a curfew. I can't come home too late. But for the most part, no, she's cool with that.
Seriously? Okay.
Yeah. But my mom and I are really close. You know, I pretty much tell her everything. And a while back, I dated this girl, and my mom had a bad feeling about her when she met her. And she just told me, oh, I don't think she's good for you. And I went against her wishes and continued to see her. And then a month later, my mom found out that she had experimented with drugs.
What does that have to do with me?
Well, my point is that she obviously wasn't the right girl for me, so she was right.
Ronnie, why are you telling me all of this?
Well, I told my mom that we were going on another date, and I showed her a picture of you, and she said, if I want to go on another date with you, then you have to do something.
I have to do something before I can go out with you?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not a big deal. It's not like a huge thing. It's a small thing.
What, like, she wants me to meet her?
Okay. My mom said if I want to see you again that you have to take a drug test. I know,
what?
I know.
Are you serious? A drug test?
Yes, he is serious, Vicky.
Ronnie?
Hey, Vicky. It's Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
What?
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. Ronnie's still on the phone, right, Ronnie?
Yeah, I'm still here.
And Ronnie wanted to call you today in a segment we do on our show called the Awkward Tuesday Phone Call.
What?
Yeah.
I know. It sounds like a really weird situation.
So this is like a prank phone call type thing? Like a joke?
No, it's not a joke at all, actually. Ronnie wants you to take a drug test before you can go out with him. But he likes you a lot, though.
I feel so uncomfortable right now about this whole thing.
He seriously wants me to take a drug test?
Yeah.
Yeah, he really does.
Well, his mom does. I mean.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, my mom wants you to, but I want you to so I can see you again.
I can't believe this.
Like, I really want to see you again.
Why the hell do I need to do this? Do all the girls have to do this before they date you?
Well, this is the first time that my mom is making me do this. And
wait, I'm the first girl that has to do this? What, like, I'm some kind of drug addict?
I mean, you're not a drug addict, I'm sure, but
I know.
Well, it hasn't been tested yet, Vicky, honestly.
But in my mom's defense.
Oh, my God.
Vicky, what are you thinking right now?
I don't know what to think. This is, like, the weirdest thing that's ever happened to me.
Do you like Ronnie a lot?
I mean, I had a lot of fun on our first date.
Do you like Ronnie enough to pee in a cup?
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
I know it sounds weird, but basically, if you don't and we continue to see each other, then my mom said I have to move out of the house. So,
Ronnie, I seriously can't believe you're asking me to do this, though.
I know. It's a really tough situation. But in my mom's defense, she saw your nose ring in the picture I showed her. And
what?
It's not that crazy of her to think that you do drugs or have experiments with drugs.
What are you talking about, Ronnie?
Because I have a nose ring, I do drugs.
I'm not saying
seriously?
I think that. I don't think that. But for my mom, for her, you know, for her seeing that, that's what she thinks. And that's why she's given me this ultimatum.
Your mom is really coming off like a judgmental a-hole, Ronnie.
I understand this is weird and whatever, but let's not talk about my mom like that.
Yeah, don't talk about Ronnie's mommy like that.
I can't believe that because I have a nose ring, your mom thinks that I do drugs. What the hell is that?
I know, it's crazy, but that's why I'm just saying, just take the test. We can move past this like it never happened, and just is over and done with, you know?
No, I...
Yeah.
Ronnie, the fact that you're asking me to do that is ridiculous. It's rude. We've been on one date.
Yeah, but Vicky, Ronnie wants to go on many more dates with you. He just needs to get clearance from a physician and his mom.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, I don't care. I'll pay for it. You don't have to pay for it. I don't care. We can fake the test. Whatever it is, I just want her to drop this, and I really want to see you again. That's why, obviously, if I didn't, I would have never called you to ask you to take this test.
The cost probably isn't the issue here, Ronnie.
Please, Vicky, are you worried that you're not going to pass?
What? No. It's
so then just take it. We'll just take the test, and it'll be done and over with, and we can see each other, and we can go out on more dates. Like, I see us going out again. I see a future for us. Just do this one thing.
I'm not taking a drug test to go out with you, Ronnie.
All right. I guess I knew it then. I mean, my mom was probably right then.
What?
No, that no Ronnie, that doesn't mean that your mom was probably right. Vicky doesn't sound like she's on drugs to me. She sounds like a perfectly nice person.
Just because your crazy mom wants me to take a drug test doesn't mean I'm on drugs.
My mom's not crazy. I get it. She might be a little overprotective or whatever, but she has her ways. She has her rules, and because I live under her roof, I have to abide by them. And she was right last time.
Yeah, she was.
Ronnie.
Hey, so, Vicky, there's no way you'll take a drug test to go out with Ronnie again.
No.
Yeah.
Ronnie, you seem like a really good guy. This is just too much for me.
All right. Well, Vicky, thank you for your time. Sorry to ambush you with the Awkward Tuesday phone call. Good luck dating in the future, okay?
Thanks.
All right. Take care.
There's no way it's going to get weirder than that ever.
Ronnie?
Yeah.
Sorry that didn't work out for you, man.
Yeah, that was awkward.
Also, Ronnie, I'm going to tell you something. Vicky, stoned out of her head, dude. So high.
So tell.